Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
Do you deduct medical expenses from your taxes? Listen to this.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Millions of taxpayers deduct health care expenses each year. What happens to those deductions with tax reform looming from both the White House and Congress? The answer is there is a range of possible outcomes because there are conflicts in the proposals. Laura Saunders writes the Wall Street Journal's tax report. And Laura, you say you've gotten questions from readers about the possible fates for the medical cost deduction. The bottom line is there's uncertainty, isn't there?
There's a lot of uncertainty, and we don't usually see proposals that conflict so dramatically as the ones we have now. Let me give you a little bit of background on this. The medical expense deduction is unlike other deductions because it's kind of not a matter of choice. If you buy a house or if you make a charitable contribution, you don't strictly have to get a mortgage. You know, you don't have to do that. Medical deductions are because you have usually a close to catastrophic medical expense. And it's hard to get it. You have to have expenses more than 10% of your adjusted gross income. But the good news there is that once you're over that hurdle, all kinds of things are deductible. Acupuncture, wig after chemotherapy, Band-Aids, tutoring for an autistic child, perhaps. And so it is for people who need this deduction. There are only 7 million of them, 7 million tax returns. And, say, mortgage interest is five times that many. But for people who need this deduction, it's a very important one because they have some pretty big bills.
It's unfortunate that the circumstances are often traumatic, but there is good news if they can, yeah, you know, reach that threshold.
Exactly. Now, what's going on now means I think many people are worried that it may disappear because Trump's tax proposals talk about getting rid of itemized deductions.
That's right. He released these, I believe, sometime last month, April 26th.
Yeah.
Did it say it outright in his proposals?
No, it didn't say it outright. It just said that what it said outright was that the only deductions they wanted to protect were deductions for home ownership and also for charitable gifts. And they strongly suggested that other deductions would go. And so that would include the medical expense deduction.
All right. Now, Laura, what about the House of Representatives health care plan? Didn't it propose expanding the health care deduction?
Yes. What's confusing is that 2 days after the president put out his proposals, the House of Representatives actually passed a health care changes bill. And it would expand the medical expenses deduction. Instead of having a 10% hurdle, it would have a 5.8% hurdle of expenses, meaning more people could take the deduction and the people who already do could deduct more expenses. So what do we make of this?
I'm speaking with Laura Saunders of the Wall Street Journal, and you're listening to Your Money Matters.
You rely on the Wall Street Journal for informed market insights and news coverage. Now let WSJ Wine give you the inside track to the world's smartest wine buys, delivered conveniently to your door. Highlights of your first case include a 99-point Super Tuscan and a gold medal Bordeaux from the exceptional 2015 vintage. Order now to receive over $100 in savings and free shipping. Simply go to wsjwine.com/sip or call 877-WSJ-WINE.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Well, Laura, what we could possibly make of the House proposal is that, as you write, it could be a temporary budget tactic.
Mm-hmm. It could. It's very unclear. Some people who watch Congress think that they expanded it so that then they could take it away and have more money to give to some kind of tax credit for older people who get insurance because they're under fire for shifting a lot of insurance costs to older people. So just the fact that there's an actual bill that's passed one house that expands this doesn't mean it's going to happen. Now, on the other hand, a lot of people don't think there'll be any tax changes this year. And so we just don't know what, if anything, is going to happen. But this bears watching.
Well, yeah, there's likely not to be any changes this year because, as we've seen, there's so many other things happening that cans keep getting kicked down the road.
Well, that's true. Although, if we have changes at all, we're likelier to get health care changes than tax changes. They sort of have to be done in that order, I believe that experts think. So then the question becomes, what about people who are using the write-off now and want to try to preserve it? Well, the best thing to do is to avoid making mistakes. We talked to an accountant who said you cannot deduct in 2017 your costs for 2018 if you prepay them. If that happens, the IRS can disallow them entirely, and the courts have sided with the IRS.
Wall Street Journal reporter Laura Saunders, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
The Future of Everything podcast from the Wall Street Journal.
The final frontier is starting to look a lot like the Wild West. Growing numbers of private...
Join reporter Jennifer Strong as she looks ahead. Coming Friday, May 19th.